Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by his teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right.
Last week, we talked about when Jesus chose his 12 apostles. One day, Jesus taught people from a boat on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The boat belonged to a man named Peter. Peter and his friends had fished all night without catching any fish. After Jesus finished teaching, he told Peter to take the boat into deep water. Then he told Peter and his friends to put their fishing nets into the water. They caught so many fish that their nets began to break. Peter called to his friends in another boat to come and help. The fish filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Peter and his friends were amazed. They knew that Jesus Christ had made this happen. Peter knelt by the Savior's feet. He said that he was not worthy to be near Jesus. Jesus told Peter not to be afraid. Two of Peter's friends, James and John, were brothers. Jesus told Peter, James, and John to follow him and become fishers of men. The men left everything they had and went with Jesus. The Savior also asked other men to follow him. Jesus chose 12 apostles to lead his church. He prayed all night so that he could choose the right men. The next morning, he chose and ordained 12 men, giving them the priesthood and the authority to be apostles. The apostles traveled to many cities. They taught the gospel and healed people. They returned to tell Jesus what they had done. We also talked about how by choosing leaders for his church, he was creating a pattern which we still follow today. Because of the Savior's perfect example, we have modern-day prophets and apostles to guide us and help lead us back to Heavenly Father.
Latter-day prophets are number one. Then Brigham Young, John Taylor, Kent Berino, then Milford Woodrow, Lorenzo Snow, Joseph R. Smith, Emmanuel the M, Heber J. Grant, and George Albert Smith, David O. McKay, Wells Fowler, then Joseph Fielding Smith, then Harold B. Lee Spencer, W. Kim, Tappinson, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley shows the way. We hear and follow his words today.
Today we're going to talk about some of the lessons that Jesus taught during his life. During one specific lesson called the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught much of what we need to know and do in order to return to our Heavenly Father. Children at home, please open your New Testament Stories books to chapter 19, the Sermon on the Mount, on page 48, and follow along as we read and learn together.
One day, Jesus taught his disciples the gospel on a mountainside by the Sea of Galilee.
He told them how to live so they could be happy and live with Heavenly Father again. The things he taught them can make us happy too.
Jesus said we should be gentle, patient, and willing to obey Heavenly Father.
We should try as hard as we can to be righteous.
We should forgive people who hurt us or make us feel bad. If we forgive them, Heavenly Father will forgive us.
We should be peacemakers, love other people, and help everyone to love each other.
We should not be afraid to tell people about the gospel or show them that we love Heavenly Father. When other people see us do good, it will help them believe in God too.
We should always keep our promises.
And just as we want others to be kind to us, we should be kind to them.
Jesus said that if we do these things, we will be happy. Heavenly Father will bless us and we will live with Him again.
Who was Jesus teaching on the mountainside?
His disciples.
Who else was Jesus' message meant for?
All of us.
What was your favorite part of the sermon?
When Jesus taught the people about His wonderful plan for us.
That we should be peacemakers.
That we should love everybody.
Keep our promises.
Jesus taught people how to be happy. How has the gospel made you happy?
With all the blessings I receive and how it helps me in my life.
How it gives me feelings when I don't know what to do.
That I know whenever I need help, I can pray to the Lord.
True happiness is different than just being excited about something. How can we find true happiness in our lives?
We can serve others.
To help your family.
Jesus said that we need to try as hard as we can to be righteous. What does it mean to be righteous?
Follow the commandments. Choose the right.
Go to church.
Read the scriptures.
Jesus also taught us that we should be peacemakers and forgive others. Why do you think it's so hard to forgive people that hurt us?
Because they hurt you, and so you just want to hurt them back.
Is it always easy to do what Jesus asks us to do and act like He asks us to act?
No.
Sometimes we need help to forgive others. How does the Savior help us to forgive?
By giving us warm feelings and promptings.
By giving us the Holy Ghost to help us and comfort us while we're doing it.
How can we show the people that have hurt us that we forgive them?
Be nice to them.
By just giving them a friendly smile.
What will we receive from Heavenly Father if we forgive these people?
Forgiveness.
Children, one of the ways that we can be like Jesus is by forgiving those who hurt us or are mean to us. In the Book of Mormon, Nephi taught us about the Savior's mercy and love. And the world, because of their iniquity, shall judge him to be a thing of naught. Wherefore they scourge him, and he suffereth it. And they smite him, and he suffereth it. Yea, they spit upon him, and he suffereth it, because of his loving kindness and his long suffering toward the children of men. Throughout his life, Jesus was beaten and rejected by many, but he still offers them his open arms. If we truly want to be like the Savior, we need to find the strength to forgive as he has commanded us to. Take a few minutes this coming week to think whether there is someone in your life that you need to forgive. It could be a member of your family, a friend at school, or anyone else. It could even be someone that hasn't asked for forgiveness for what they have done. Pray to Heavenly Father to give you strength to forgive them, and then follow the example of Jesus Christ and let them know that you love and forgive them. It may be hard to do, but it will be worth it. I know that if we forgive others in our lives, we will feel ourselves growing closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus.
Dear
We have been speaking about the Sermon on the Mount. While teaching on the Mount, the Savior also said that we need to show others that we love Heavenly Father. How do we do that?
By bearing your testimony.
How can our testimonies bless other people?
Because then they want to gain some of the stuff that they don't have in their testimony that we have in our testimony.
How has someone else's testimony of Jesus helped you?
My mom's testimony has helped me know that I am loved by other people in my life.
It makes me want to be more obedient.
During Jesus' sermon, he taught how important it is to keep our promises. Why do you think that keeping your promise is so important?
Because then people won't trust you the next time you make a promise to them.
They won't know if it's a lie or if it's true, or they'll be very, very confused and they won't be able to trust you.
Why is it important to pay close attention to the things that Jesus teaches us?
Because they can help us in hard situations in our life.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the Sermon on the Mount. Turn with us to chapter 20, Jesus Teaches About Prayer, on page 51, and we will learn more about how Jesus taught the people to pray.
Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. He said that some people pray only so others will see them praying. Jesus taught that we should say our own personal prayers when we can be alone, if possible.
He said that some people say the same words over and over when they pray. They do not really think about what they are saying. Jesus said that we should pray sincerely for what we need.
The Savior said a prayer to show his disciples how to pray. He began by saying, Our Father in heaven, he praised Heavenly Father and then asked him for help. He said, Amen, at the end of his prayer. Later, Jesus told his disciples to pray to the Father in his name. He promised that Heavenly Father would answer their prayers.
We bow our heads and close our eyes and say,
why is prayer so important?
So we have a way to talk to Heavenly Father.
Jesus taught that some people pray for the wrong reason. Why is it that they pray?
So that they could show off.
To get different things like money.
To get new toys.
Why is it more important to care what Heavenly Father thinks about what we do than what others may think?
Because he's more important.
Why do you think that Jesus taught us to say our personal prayers alone?
Because then you can feel the Spirit more.
So you can concentrate on what you're saying instead of just stuttering and saying the same things over and over again.
Jesus said that some people say the same words over and over again when they pray. Why is it important to really think about the things that we are saying?
So we can show respect.
So that the prayers have more meaning.
Why do you think that Jesus offered a prayer in front of his disciples?
So they can learn how to do it.
How does it make you feel to know that you can speak directly to Heavenly Father through prayer?
Amazing! Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things do we pray for?
Blessings.
Like our special needs and something that's going wrong in our life?
For our health, our family.
For miracles.
Should we pray to Heavenly Father for help on a test at school?
Sure.
How about if we are playing in a sports game or have a dance recital? Can we pray for help?
Yes.
Always remember, children, that we are the sons and daughters of God, and He loves us. If there is something in our lives that is good and that is important to us, then it is important to Heavenly Father as well. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people that we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 21, Jesus Commands the Winds and the Waves, and chapter 22, The Man with the Evil Spirits. We will also talk about our efforts to forgive others throughout the week.
See you next week.